This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Wings is proud to announce that Alexandra Hall won the 2015 Radio Award from the International Association of Women in Radio and TV for this program.
Hello, I'm Alexandra Hall, and on this episode of Wings, clandestine abortion in Chile.
La amiga se lo hizo.
Maybe a friend did it, or your mother, or your friend's mom. You know where you can get it done.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Chile is often described as Latin America's good example, a developed country compared to its South American neighbors. With one of the highest GDPs in the region and a recently re-elected female pediatrician president who was once the executive director of UN Women, Chile is a symbol of progress in the global South. But what might come as a surprise is that Chile is also one of only 5 countries in the world where abortion is 100% illegal, no matter what the circumstances. In 2014, just under 25 years since the return of democracy, it looks like this might be about to change. President Michelle Bachelet, in her first State of the Nation speech since returning to office, referred to the current situation that many women in Chile face with respect to reproductive rights.
Periódicamente conocemos por las noticias casos de mujeres que se practican abortos clandestinos que ponen en riesgo sus vidas.
Periodically, we see on the news cases of women who risk their lives to have clandestine abortions.
Y sin duda las marcan con una experiencia de dolor y angustia.
An experience that is undeniably marked with pain and anguish.
Y cada aborto en el país es una señal de cómo sociedad estamos llegando tarde.
Each abortion in this country is a sign of how we, as a society, have arrived late.
Porque la prevención no tuvo los resultados esperados.
Because the prevention didn't create the desired results.
Chile tiene que enfrentar en una discusión madura, informada y propositiva esta realidad.
Chile should confront this reality with a mature, informed, and purposeful discussion.
Debatiendo en el Parlamento un proyecto de ley que despenalice la interrupción voluntaria del embarazo en casos de riesgo de vida de la madre, violación e inviabilidad del feto.
And debate in Parliament a bill that decriminalizes the voluntary interruption of a pregnancy in cases of rape, when a fetus is unviable, and when a mother's life is at risk.
Bachelet's comments on the dangers of clandestine abortion in Chile made up just a tiny fraction of her complete 2-hour speech. But these 45 seconds provoked a passionate reaction on behalf of lawmakers, members of the Catholic Church, and even former President Sebastián Piñera, who responded on Twitter. He said, "It seems that there's more care and worry for the well-being of pets than for the lives and dignity of unborn children. No one has the right to decide who lives or dies." But just in 2013, more than 17,000 women checked into public hospitals in the midst of a miscarriage or an abortion. 40% of those were determined to have unknown causes, likely pointing to self-induced at-home abortions. Other research posits that the number is higher, up to 33,000 per year. And considering the number of abortions that never make contact with the health system, some studies project up to 160,000 annually. So if women are having abortions in Chile, how do they do it? This is Marcela González, who had an illegal abortion about 4 years ago. Her name has been changed to protect her identity.
Llegué a la casa y me lo hice al tiro. En cuanto lo hice, no me tardé ni 5 minutos y aparecieron las dos.
When I got home, I took the test right away. in less than 5 minutes, there were 2 lines, meaning that it was positive. I was alone in the bathroom, and, well, when I saw the 2 lines, my world came crashing down. I closed my eyes, and I saw so many images, like a movie that passed through my head for 2 minutes, but it felt like eternity. I saw everything that I was doing. I was in school at the time, so it was complicated for me. The idea of becoming a mother wasn't in my plans.
Yo nunca fui irresponsable. Me cuidé, pero me pasó.
I was never irresponsible. I always used protection. But it happened anyways. I was careful because I didn't want to be a mother.
Yo me cuidaba era porque no quería ser mamá.
Marcela is from a small town outside of Santiago. When she realized she was pregnant, she was 28, financially independent, and in a stable relationship. But she didn't want to have a child. In Chile, some private clinics perform surgical abortions, but providing these services is under the table and risky. And because it can land both doctor and patient in jail, it's not always easy to talk about.
I made an appointment with the gynecologist. He took an intravaginal ultrasound, and when he saw that I closed my eyes, he asked if I didn't want to have it. When I heard him say that, I had the feeling that he was offering to do the procedure for me. Obviously, I didn't tell him that I didn't want to have it. I said that I was nervous, that I had never been a mother, that this was the first time, and I was scared. I couldn't be that direct. The doctor couldn't offer me an abortion either because it's a crime. So I couldn't take the risk either in telling him, doctor, I don't want it, do it.
Porque no me lo dijo directamente, pero yo lo sentí como una insinuación de parte de él.
Because he never said it directly, but I felt that it was an insinuation on his part. My boyfriend also thought the same thing because he came with me that day.
One of the most common ways to have an abortion in Chile is to tap into the illegal online market of misotrol. It's a gastric ulcer medication that, when taken in the right dosage, can cause spontaneous early-term miscarriages with high effectiveness. Misotrol is a legitimate abortive medication that's administered by doctors in other countries where abortion is legal. It used to be sold in pharmacies in Chile, but was taken off of the shelves about 10 years ago. To get it now, you need a special kind of prescription that's hard to get. So vendors, often describing themselves as medical students, sell it online or post ads on university message boards. It's less risky because if a vendor gets caught selling misotrol, instead of going to jail, he or she will merely be fined for selling the drug outside of the pharmaceutical market. In Chile, women can either order the pills online and have them shipped to their house via the postal service, or they can meet a vendor in person and buy the drug directly. Marcela first found out about misotrol from a TV show.
Yo me enteré de la pastilla hace muchos años porque dieron un reportaje en televisión.
I had seen a television show in which women talked about the problems they had experienced after taking misotrol. That's how I had information that this pill existed. So I looked up on Google, abortion pills, and right away all these websites popped up with people selling misotrol or mifeprostol or Psychotec. Those are all the names that they use for the same pill. That's when I started to do more research on internet about the pills. I read about how they were used, until how many weeks it was safe to take them. After doing enough research, I found someone who was selling them.
Cuando logré contactar a esta señora,
I contacted this woman. She said her name was Mari. I'm not sure if that was her real name. We met at the bus terminal. She came from Santiago, and I was waiting for her. I saw her from afar, and to make sure it was her, I called her cell phone. I was very suspicious. I wanted to know what kind of person she was. I remember now that she was tall, blonde, about 40 or 45 years old. She walked with confidence. You could tell from the way that she dressed, how she walked, how she talked. She was a person in a good situation, economically.
Bien, económicamente.
Marcela and the woman who called herself Mari went to a cafe. There, Marcela showed Mari an ultrasound, which Mari had requested. Misotrol can only be taken within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. After that, it becomes risky. If something were to happen to Marcela, it could be traced back to Mari, and she could end up in jail. Mari explained to Marcela how to do the procedure and what she could expect to happen. After their meeting, Marcela went home and began taking the pills immediately.
Eran seis, tenía que tomar dos diarias. Después de que las tomé al tercer día, yo y mi pareja en su casa.
They were six pills and you had to take two a day. After those six, on the third day, my boyfriend and I did the procedure at his house at night. We took a candle, covered it with a condom.
Con un preservativo.
And inserted the rest of the pill into my vagina.
Bien adentro.
Four pills, all the way inside. She had told me to insert them through the vagina because it worked faster.
Ya ella me dijo que tenía que usar la vaginal porque era más rápido.
After we insert them, 20 minutes must have passed when I felt that I had started to bleed.
Y ahí comencé a sangrar bien, o sea, comencé a sangrar harto.
That's when I realized that the procedure was working.
Fue muy, muy rápido porque ella me había hablado de un...
It was really fast because she had told me that it would be about 2 hours before the pill started to work. For me, it was 20 minutes, really fast. So I lay down and I started feeling these pains that were scary. Pains like
dolores.
Contractions.
Dicen que son contracciones.
I don't know because I don't have children. I don't know if that's what it's like. It's like premenstrual cramps, but really, really intense.
Muy, muy, muy intenso. Comencé con fiebre, a transpirar, con escalofrío. Durante toda la noche no dormí. Mucha náusea,
vómito. I started getting a fever. I was sweating, shivering. I didn't sleep all night. I was very nauseated. I vomited. Those were the side effects of the pills. Throughout the night, I kept going to the bathroom.
Entonces, cuando me metí a la ducha, sentí que expulsé algo, muy pequeño. Y ahí ya supe que había abortado.
One time, I got in the shower and I felt that I expelled something, something very small. And then I knew that I had aborted.
No quise ver.
I didn't want to look. I only felt it. I felt something fall. I knew the size that it should have been more or less from the number of weeks I had. It must have been the size of a 10 pesos coin here in Chile. Something small like that. I was at about 9 weeks. The woman had told me that if I kept bleeding, I could go to the doctor and they wouldn't know what I had done. So I waited until I bled all night, part of the morning, and then the next day I went to the clinic.
Fui a la clínica y obviamente no conté que había utilizado.
Obviously, I didn't tell them that I have used the pills. I went for a spontaneous miscarriage. The doctor checked me and told me that, yes, I had a miscarriage. He took an ultrasound, the one that they do over your stomach. He said that there was nothing left inside because it was so early on. It wasn't necessary to remove anything else. There was nothing else in there.
Tuve que mentir. Tuve que decir que me había pasado en la mañana, que me había sentido extraña. Y que había ido al baño y había comenzado a sangrar.
I had to lie. I had to say that it had happened in the morning that I had a weird feeling that I have gone to the bathroom, and that's when I started to bleed. Obviously, I wasn't going to say what had happened because they could have arrested me because I committed a crime.
Abortion hasn't always been illegal in Chile. For about 50 years, beginning in the 1930s, women in Chile had access to therapeutic abortions if giving birth posed a danger to either the mother or the fetus. But that right was taken away in 1989 when the military government of Augusto Pinochet left power after a 17-year dictatorship and made a last-minute change to the health code and the constitution, making abortion 100% illegal in all cases. Pressure from the Catholic Church and conservative political parties have kept it that way ever since.
Y ellos opinaron, ellos lo cambiaron, y ellos decidieron que era anticristiano y anti.
So they said what they believe, and they changed the law because they decided it was anti-Christian and against their values.
This is Anita Román. She's the president of Chile's School of Midwives.
También en los estudios de la época de 1989.
Studies about this era, when the change was made in 1989, say that it was established that a woman had to die if it was necessary before getting an abortion, that she had to bear the child that was the product of a rape, and that she must accept a malformed child, the unviable fetus, as the president proposal describes it, and allow it to live and then die when nature decides.
Perdón, decía cuando Dios lo decida.
Excuse me, when God decides, they said.
According to Román and the other directors of the School of Midwives, misotrol is highly efficient. But because the market is unregulated and many people are uninformed about the correct medical usage, it can be dangerous to take at home without a doctor nearby.
If a woman in Chile decides to interrupt her pregnancy, she has no choice but to accept this whole system. People who make themselves rich by charging enormous amount of money for the safer option, which is to be treated in a clinic.
Y si no, tienen que sustraerse a lo que ofrece el internet a través del mercado negro.
And if they cannot afford it, they have to subject themselves to what's offered on the black market via the internet.
Y recibir las indicaciones.
Getting instructions about how to use misotrol from people who don't even know what misotrol is.
No mueren tantas mujeres como hace 30 o 40 años.
Not as many women die today as 30 years ago, but they risk their lives by losing blood, or they end up mutilated because there is no antidote to the drug when a woman comes into the hospital with a hemorrhage. So to save her life, the doctor have to operate, removing her uterus. These young adolescent girls who were obligated to make decisions, they end up already permanently mutilated.
Ya mutiladas ya en la adolescencia muchas niñas que se vieron obligadas a tomar una determinación que la única solución en Chile en forma clandestina. No hay más.
In Chile, a set of misotrol pills can be purchased on the black market for anywhere from $80 to $250. If a woman lives outside of Santiago, she can still contact a vendor online and have the pills sent to her house. This is Maria Angelica Figueroa, midwife of the regional hospital in Concepción.
Igual llega el misotrol a la ciudad y a las regiones. Porque
the misotrol black market is all over Chile. This is a system just like drug trafficking.
Como una cadena, como la droga.
Because Chile's for-profit healthcare system is so expensive, terminating a pregnancy under the care of medical professionals is a luxury reserved for the elite. A woman's options are directly related to her social class and the financial resources she has access to.
Son solo los grupos de mayores ingresos en este país, los que porque es carísimo, sale más o menos $10,000 hacerse un aborto acá en Chile. Es un negocio.
It costs $10,000 to get an abortion in Chile. It's an impressive business. So here it is impossible for lower income people to get a safe abortion.
Hay mujeres que por temas laborales abortan.
There are women who get an abortion because of their job.
Y esos temas hay que solucionarlo.
These issues need a solution. It's not a part of the discussion.
No está en la discusión hoy día. No va a ser fácil porque acá hay que mirar la cara a los empresarios.
It won't be easy because you have to look business owners directly in the eye.
Y nosotros eso esperamos que todos estos sectores que habitualmente representan a grupos de poder económico muy grande se hagan cargo de lo que ellos están diciendo y cambien los códigos laborales.
That's what we hope, that the group representing powerful economic groups takes charge of what they are saying and change the labor code.
No, de todas maneras, acá hay discriminación por ingreso económico. Eso existe de todas maneras en Chile.
Here in Chile, there is complete discrimination based on the amount of money that someone makes.
Even though most people are aware of the clandestine services that some private clinics provide, how often they are actually performed is a mystery.
Porque como el aborto está prohibido, el único registro más oficial es lo que tiene el Ministerio de Salud de los hospitales públicos que dependen del Estado.
Because it is prohibited, the only number that exists is what the health department has of the public hospital, which depend on the state.
Pero los que están en los sistemas privados no hay registro, no puede, porque están como encubiertos con otro diagnóstico.
But anything that happens in the private clinics, you enter it as a different kind of procedure.
Entonces, decir cuántos abortos llegan a Chile, ese es un registro que Chile no tiene.
So to say how many abortions actually take place in Chile, that number doesn't exist.
The directors of the School of Midwives say that at the root of this issue is the failure of Chile's education system to provide adequate preventative measures like sexual education in public schools.
Claro, porque hoy día la educación sexual está solo para los grupos que tienen actividad sexual. Las mujeres casadas, las mujeres que tienen pareja, las mujeres que...
Sexual education is only for those who are considered to be sexually active, married women, women in relationships, women who go to the family planning center. But the rest of the women, teenagers, girls who live in the small towns, they don't have sexual education because the education minister hasn't taken responsibility of sexual education in Chile. Sexual health and reproduction programs are pretty much biology classes.
Son casi la clase de biología.
Ask any of the midwives why the president has chosen to talk about abortion now instead of 4 years ago when she was president the first time. They'll say that it's because finally, 40 years after the dictatorship, women have been heard in Chile. But not everybody believes in Bachelet's promise.
Lesbianas y feministas por el aborto libre, buenas noches.
Every Monday through Thursday from 7 to 11 p.m., women from all over Chile call the free abortion hotline. They seek information about how to administer a safe at-home abortion using misotrol medication. The information line is actually a single cell phone. It's passed around a group of volunteers from the Lesbians and Feminists Collective of Santiago and Iquique, Chile. The women work in shifts. When it's her turn, a volunteer goes about her normal evening routine. She could be studying, or maybe she's making dinner for her family. But she's always within earshot of the cell phone, which rings on average 15 times per night. Carolina and Ines are two members of the Lesbians and Feminists Collective. When I meet them in a bar one night, they're the only ones not watching the soccer game. Carolina, 33 years old, is a sociologist. And Ines, 36, is a journalist like me. This is Carolina.
No le sugerimos a la mujer que llame que aborte, sino que lo que hacemos es entregar información a las mujeres que llaman sobre un procedimiento médico avalado científicamente y que además se utiliza en muchos países del mundo donde el aborto es legal.
We don't suggest that women who call get an abortion. Instead, what we do is distribute information about a scientifically proven medical procedure that is practiced in many countries of the world where abortion is legal. We guarantee complete confidentiality for the caller, and we mainly just communicate general information.
The information that they provide is already available to the public. Anyone can find it on the World Health Organization's website, but many women don't know to look there. To protect themselves legally, volunteers talk in the third person. They explain to callers, if a woman wished to terminate her pregnancy within the first trimester, she could do so by placing 12 misotrol tablets underneath her tongue and letting them dissolve.
Primero, colocar cuatro pastillas de misoprostol bajo la lengua, al mismo tiempo, sin masticar ni tragar.
It's taken years to build a space where women feel safe enough to call and ask questions about misoprostol. Carolina says that even though they learned how to do the procedure from the World Health Organization, their biggest teachers have been the women who call and share their personal experiences.
We receive about 15 calls per day from women who are single, married, pregnant by her husband or her lover, or someone that she met one night and never saw again. Many are women who already have children. Maybe they have one or two, and they don't want a third. It's not what everybody thinks. They come from all social classes, all ages. They tell us what an abortion was like for them, what are their symptoms, who is with them, who supports the decision. Many women call us just to tell us what's going on, not to ask us for information. These days, I would say that more than half of the women who call already read the abortion hotline manual that we distribute. They call to resolve a specific question or to tell us how it went. The profile of the typical caller has changed lately, and this is especially gratifying for us as feminists to know that women know much more than they did before. They know that politicians are talking about this issue, but they also know that the best solution for them is to have an abortion at home as quickly as possible. That's the product of knowledge, how informed they are, and how supported they are. We definitely learn from them.
Aprendemos de ellas, claramente.
Carolina and Inés reject the current debate between lawmakers and civil society about whether therapeutic abortion should be legalized. They envision a future where abortion is just like any other medical procedure.
Cachamos que cuando pasa por la legalización, el Estado toma completo control del cuerpo de la mujer. Entonces, como
the state, talking about legal abortion, takes complete control of a woman's body. We want it to be decriminalized because we don't want women going to jail. But this isn't just legal, it's cultural. That's something that requires much more work. That's where feminism comes in, because it should be something normal, every day. Not something dramatic or immoral, just a woman's choice. That's it.
As of October 25, 2015, Chile's Congress was still debating language to decriminalize abortion in cases of life endangerment, fatal fetal impairment, and up to 18 weeks in cases of rape. Clandestine Abortion in Chile by Alexandra Hall won the 2015 Radio Award from the International Association of Women in Radio and TV. Write us at wings@wings.org or check facebook.com/wingsradio. Wings thanks your community radio station and all our supporters, including Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughn, author of The Gift in the Heart of Language. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.